Growing your business can be difficult and lonely, but there is an easier way. Welcome to the Art and Science of Joint Ventures, the podcast that will transform your business with a steady stream of perfectly qualified free leads and consistent passive income through collaboration. Now, here's your host and the founder of JVology, Jay Vizette.
Hello and welcome, everybody. We are at show number 53 of the JVology Live Show, and today we have an exceptional program for you, and I get to interview one of the smartest, most brilliant, fun young men that I know, Matthew McGregor. How are you, Matthew?
Absolutely fantastic. Such a pleasure being here today, Jay.
Well, I always enjoy hanging out with you. So, a couple of things before we dive into picking picking the genius's brain. Before we do that, what we're going to do is this, is tell you a little bit about JVology Live. And JVology itself, because some of you don't know. So this show, which is called the JVology Live Show, is designed to bring members of my community. My community is JVology, the perfect mix of people, fun, and profit, where we help entrepreneurs restructure their business model to have a steady stream of free leads at the front end of their business and a steady stream of recurring income at the back end of their business, all through this cool, fun, marvelous thing we call collaboration and win-win joint ventures. So I'm blessed to have a bunch of brilliant, cool, smart, amazing, giving, contributing human beings in my community. And I like to share them, not just with the rest of my community, but with the world. And Matthew is one of those people. So if you wonder how we do all of the things that we do, well, this show was one of them. We do things like live events. We've got one coming up in June called JVology Live that you get to attend from the comfort of your own couch. Where you get to meet 200 plus or minus JV partners. You get to have a ton of training support. We also have digital programs. We have consulting programs. We've done for you programs. Like, you name it, in that domain, we do it. Now, Matthew, again, cool. Thank you for being here. And occasionally, by the way, there's details we have to do for these shows to work out the way that we want. And one of those details is that I forgot beforehand is that if you want to talk with us and share with us and ask questions of Matthew and find out more about what he does and all those things, you should click on the video and it will take you to the broadcast page where you can say, hey, how you doing? And put some comments in the chat. I will also, by the way, put in the chat the JVology Live, the event info page, so people can check that out. Okay, Matthew, finally. You, my friend, are up. Give us the 5,000-foot view of what you are up to in the world and who you serve and how you serve them.
Absolutely. So what I have been doing for a good period of time is helping experts and entrepreneurs in the online digital space, mainly coaches, consultants, service providers, infopreneurs, healers, health experts, all that, all these kinds of people, basically to take their business online and create funnels and systems and webinars to actually make income in a digital space where most people find it to be a struggle or a challenge. And so
I got to dig just for a second. It's like, yeah. I was just going to say, and he has the art for understatement.
Yes, exactly. And so one of the, I've been doing that for some time, running a business called the Client Conversion Formula, whatever, helping people with all the digital stuff. Though what I am now actually getting into is I've noticed an even bigger problem, which is coming out of this, which is that our methods of marketing have become more and more and more difficult to use. And so I've now found myself putting a lot of my energy on the mobile app field. Yes, the mobile app field, like iPhone and Android and that sort of stuff. So you might ask, well, why? I don't really understand it. Why exactly? Well, basically, in the digital marketing space, your main two options currently are email and social media. That's kind of the main two options that most people are gravitating towards. And the problem with both of those, let's start with email, is that back in the glory days of email marketing, and Jay, you were part of this, I was not.
just to be clear about this, is that I'm old enough that I could be Matthew's dad. So when he references me as a dinosaur, it's okay. Sorry, carry on.
Absolutely. Like that fun. So, yeah, like back in the what I call the glory days of email marketing, you used to be able to send out an email, you get like 30, 40, 50% like open rates, get like a 20, 30, 40% click sometimes. It was beautiful. Like it was the most amazing thing in the world. And then obviously everyone started doing it. And now everyone's got like 10 billion emails in their email account. You were going to say something, Jay?
Well, I used to be pissed off, like seriously pissed off, if we had a below 33% open rate. It's like, what is going on? Like, and it was like, fix that, like get that right. And now if we had a 33% open rate, I would be doing like acrobatic backflips.
Right? Oh my goodness. Webinar conversions would be through the roof if we had that. Oh man. But then like, so that's one. Absolutely. Yeah. So this is one thing we rely on. And the other part of it is like spam filters. There's the spam filters. There's people not opening it. There's so many emails being sent. And also when people do open the emails, they're very, very, very long. Like even a paragraph is I'll get to talking about mobile apps in a second. How they work is very, very, very different. But let's talk about social media first. What comes out of social media is that Facebook, being the kind of king owning everything, basically, is limiting how visible people can be when it comes to free organic publicity or promotion. What that means is that back not even 10 years ago, you used to see like 10, 20, 30% of people, especially on Instagram, seeing your stuff because it had just come through chronologically in the feed. Everything would pop up from all your friends and everybody would see your stuff. And then Facebook limited that. They limited that again and limited that again. And now it's more like 1% of your audience, which you may have been working so hard to build, is actually going to see anything. And see, there you go again. This is another platform which people count on, they rely on, and they depend on it. And of course, you know, some people do very, very well with that. I'll give them that. But
it's not the norm anymore. Like I mean, again, being a dinosaur, I remember we were getting leads for 24 cents a lead. So that's full opt-in off Facebook. That'd be 15 years ago because Wyatt was still a baby. And it was like free money. But, you know, those same kind of quality of opt-ins leading them to a webinar, those sort of things, those are now costing us anywhere from $12 to $18. Like if you just calculate the difference in that process,
oh my goodness.
Right? So even the and I'm obviously you were talking more organic, but
on pay.
Murphy. Yes.
Yeah. So to recap what Jay said, when you actually then you're like, organic's not working for me, got to go paid. Facebook actually determines how much you pay. Mm-hmm. Based on your niche, based on who it is you're targeting to. And while some people can do very, very well with it and they can get like, $1, $2, $5 leads, meaning they opt in, they give you the name and email address. Jay and I pay an astronomical amount where it's almost impossible to make your money back.
My Facebook guy says Facebook has a Jay Fazette tax. Because they run the same campaigns for other people. And it's like other people get it like at like 40% less than me. And it's like, oh, that's Jay Fazette guy. Charge him extra. It's like, I have no idea how or why, but they've tested it against a whole bunch of other campaigns. Who knows? But again, that just goes back to this idea that in these circumstances, we can't control the traffic. We can't control the distribution. We can't control the cost. We can't control if they open the email. There's so many things we can't control. And yet people are still using those as their primary methods of marketing, which is a little bit on the batshit crazy side.
Honestly, literally.
So what's the wiser road,
yes,
brother?
Yes. So this is why as I work in the funnel business, and obviously Jay similar, I've noticed this problem of, you know, if only there was a place where we get to control the audience and our stuff actually gets delivered and opened. And so this is when I really started looking into mobile apps. And from that, I began building a software and a platform so that instead of spending the average of quite literally $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, I know, Jay, your app is going to be infinitely more.
Yeah, it's a little crazy.
I haven't even talked to you since we last chatted before all COVID and everything. But honest to goodness, you ask any app developer to produce you an app, you're looking at a bare minimum, no features, no nothing, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, which is kind of ridiculous. And so I saw this problem and I'm like, you know what? What if entrepreneurs had this way of actually creating their own community, creating their own portal where people can get access to them directly without spending that ridiculous price tag where it's basically, you know, like they can have some kind of either monthly fee or they pay one price for that app. And so part of the reason that makes apps so like engaging and so attractive to entrepreneurs and businesses is really two main things. Well, there's a couple main things, but the main two that I'll describe to you is, first off, your app, I'll get my phone, sits right on the home screen of people's devices. Like, your branding is there right in front of them. And that means that with one tap, they can access your world 24/7. And when you combine this with the second thing, which is what we call push notifications, notifications are these little reminders that come up on your phone to say, hey, we just launched this new webinar, or hey, there's new
like
video content. Exactly. and see, this is the interesting thing, though, is that by the end of the day, chances are good that those notifications are going to be read, they're going to be gone through, they're going to be taken a look at, and you're going to respond to whatever came up. And the same thing goes for when people get involved in your app, in your community, is if you put out some kind of new video, new webinar, book a call, anything like that, it's going to pull people back again and again and again daily into your own unique world where, key phrase, you get to control it. It's not like Facebook where it's just, oh my, I have you're kind of gambling almost, like, I don't know if anybody's going to see my stuff today type yes. of thing. It's when you send out that push notification, every single person that's opted into push notifications is going to get that instantaneously. And it's going to invite them over into your branded unique world where you get to decide what goes into it, how you build it, what's all there, and you have full control over that. And I think that that's really important in today's world.
I you and I both. Now talk to us about something else that anyone who is slightly older than you may not fully comprehend, because here I sit, I noticed that, sure. that you're not looking at a laptop, but my whole world orients around my laptop because I'm old. but the truth of the matter is the entire yeah. world is moving here. And mm-hmm. and just because haven't quite adopted this to the degree that many have, the statistics about how people are engaging online from desktop to mobile, and I'm going to guess it's even higher now with COVID and those sorts of things, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about what that means and why that's also so damn important.
Absolutely. So I don't know the offhand statistic of the desktop to mobile ratio. However, you'll notice I notice as a marketer when I run ads, 90% of my traffic comes from mobile, and only 10% comes from desktop. Now, of some statistics that I do, I would like to share that might provide a little bit of insight is out of the entire like world, in 2021, they're expecting 70% of the world's population are going to be using smartphones. And then out of all those people, 70% of the world's population who are using smartphones daily, the on average time that they're spending actually touching and using their smartphone daily for a variety of different purposes is on the low end, 3 to 4 hours a day of actually touching and using their smartphones. And like, that's on the low end of statistics. I've read a lot higher things than that. 3 to 4 hours a day.
Well, you know, I just have to tell you this. In fact, I'm looking it up right now, which is screen time. And if, which by the way, is entirely true because I'm doing, I literally spent seven hours on computer today and masterminds and all those sorts of things. But screen time, if I look at my kids and averages and those sorts of things, so my personal weekly average is 1 hour, 6 minutes. But that does not include my phone, my desktop, obviously.
Sure.
And then, my kids, given my great desire to homeschool, are almost double that. So yes, I mean, I think those numbers are low. Like those numbers are low.
Yeah, indeed. And so from that though, the time that people are spending daily on average actually touching using their smartphones, only 10% of that time is actually spent going to people's websites and typing it in, because there's this whole process people have to go through to get to your site. So a lot of people like ask me, Matthew, well, like, why do I need an app if I already have a website and it's mobile optimized? Again, meaning someone could type in your mobile app website address and it, you know, it looks good there. And the reason people aren't doing that is because only 10% of the time people are spending going there and typing in. Again, there's this whole process people have to go through, open it up, type it in, go over there. And they might do it once. They might even do it twice. But it's unlikely that they're going to open up every single day again and again and again and again. Whereas, like I said, with mobile apps, it sits right there on their home screen where they can have instant access to your world with one tap of a button.
Nice.
And especially in this kind of world of like instant gratification, I personally think that instant gratification has become not necessarily the best thing in terms of society, but as marketers, it is where we are going and it is what we need to be taking a look at. And we do need to find ways to make sure that we're getting people the content that they want and the things that they desire, like this.
When and how they want it.
Shorter attention span. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's make a leap of logic in the interview, given our time frame left. So
sure.
Let's assume that people are like, yeah, I'd like to have an app. Now we're getting into the price points and you know, when you were saying that, just for perspective, so we're building not an app but a platform using AI and those sorts of things. And honestly, the build document that outlines what we're building costs more than most apps. Like they haven't started writing goddamn code yet. Anyway, but you have created something that, you know, I'm going to use my words. You might not like this, but it's like the ClickFunnels for page building, for app building.
That's right.
That is going to like just level this playing field in an incredibly powerful way. So talk to us a little bit about how you came up with the idea and the core of what that is.
Yeah. Can I share a little bit of a story on my why a little bit?
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So originally I was kind of trying to come up with a way to solve the traffic problem that I mentioned before of email I'm not fond of, Facebook I'm not fond of. Let's see if we can find a way to solve the traffic problem. That's when I actually first discovered, you know, the world of mobile apps, whatever. Mm-hmm. But what really actually made me go for it, and Matt, in the last 4 or 5 months, we've spent somewhere, just for people's reference to understand, somewhere in the ballpark of 90,000-95,000, and we've still got, you know, 600,000 left to go to build it, right? So these things are beyond ridiculously expensive. And the reason that I decided to pursue it, though, is because I thought to myself, as an example, let's say that the person is a realtor, an investment realtor. They mm-hmm. sell, they help in investors to purchase a property, an investment property. Well, what if they had a way to actually get that information into their investors' hands with one click of a button that's right away and instant, and it shows all the information that they need in order to either commit to investing 40, 50, 100, 200, 500,000, $1 million or not. And they can very quickly bring in that pool together. And that multifamily unit, that apartment complex, whatever it is going to be passed down from generation to generation to generation, and is going to actually leave an impact, not just for that person, whoever is coming up with the deal, but it's quite literally going to change the lives of potentially 10, maybe even 100, maybe even more generations to come. Yeah. And this is what I see with entrepreneurs and businesses, is if we have the right tools, then we can do so much more.
Well put. Well put.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of the elements about this. I just want to say, and this goes sure. again, I've been teasing myself about my age and those sorts of things, but it's yeah. imperative that if we're going to be entrepreneurs in today's day and age, that we stay at least abreast of the changes that are going on, you know, at least abreast. And this is just one of those pieces that, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, like, oh, the mobile trend is here. Oh, and honest to goodness, there are still those of us that are going to do this, but it doesn't mean, but we have to simultaneously, if this is what our preference is, we still have to go where the folks are. And that is clearly mobile. And these kinds of tools that have longevity are incredibly important. Love that.
Absolutely. And to tie in with what you said about the software, ClickFunnels for apps. Mm-hmm. The software was originally supposed to be called AppFunnels, but
oh,
we looked
it?
Up that registered trademark and
Russell
was a little
already
too close.
Has it.
A
Russell has it?
No, a little too close to ClickFunnels. We didn't want to get sued for that. But that was the original name, AppFunnels. But anyway, yeah, that's what we're trying to do is make something that's easy yet is not, it's not a waste of time. A lot of people build a website and it's like, it doesn't really do much for them. We want it to be a tool that creates income for people or gets a message out further, essentially.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, cool. So if people are interested in this, mm-hmm. I am going to put a link in the chat and I'm going to bring up that page. And if you think that you should be knowing more about this, tell us a little bit about what's going to transpire at this
the link.
There we go. At the webinar. I'm just getting it called up here.
Sure. Yeah. So you're loading it on screen?
I am. It is okay. On the way.
Cool. Awesome. So maybe just get rid of the pop-up. But essentially what Jay and I have actually gone ahead and done is we're going to be hosting a webinar on June the 8th. It's called How to Triple Engagement Sales by Creating an App for Your Business. And we're going to go in depth on all sorts of different techniques that you can use to actually both create your app and have success with it, and then obviously monetize it. How do you get downloads? How do you begin using it as a tool and as a resource in your business? And all this kind of stuff. My goal for you is when you have your app, that it brings you tens of thousands of dollars that would otherwise, you know, never have transpired or never have come into fruition, maybe because somebody, your emails were going to spam, maybe someone's interested, but the Facebook algorithms weren't showing them your stuff. And if only there was a place where you could easily get your messages into the hands of people. We're going to talk all about that on this webinar. And basically to see, are mobile apps right for you? And if they are, awesome. If they're not, totally cool, but you'll never necessarily know until you do your own due diligence. So come hang out with us. It'll be fun. It'll be awesome. And you'll also get some more emails, I'm sure, in the future as well for that.
Yeah, and we'll totally remind people because I really do believe, and we are investing incredibly heavily in what I'm going to say, the update of technology, and driven by the capacity to control access to the audience instead of having Facebook or Google or whomever control access to the audience. And this is a different level of strategic thinking that I keep telling my private clients. It's like, we've got to learn how to put these two things together. Great. Facebook has collected as many people as are on planet Earth and they still hold the gate to when you get to reach them and when you don't. So how do we use that to market strategically, but then actually put our community, our teams, our tribes, our people into communities that are even more valuable for them that we can reach directly. So on that note, gang, I just want to say as simple as I can, I personally am betting my future of my business on this trend and these processes. Both Matthew and I are investing incredibly heavily in this process. And if you are intrigued and interested in what a mobile app could do for your business, come hang out with us and we're going to teach you everything we can. And if it resonates, Matthew will take good care of you. If it doesn't, that's totally fine as well. But all you need to do is click the link in the chat or go to what's on the screen, which is 22apps.com/J. Get yourself registered and come hang out with us. So on that note, brother, what else should we tell them, or what did I forget to ask you about making sure that we serve people well?
Well, the other thing that I just wanted to mention is if you're at all, and I'm sure you better be involved with Jay's community and joint ventures and all this kind of stuff. Mobile apps are really such an incredible place for joint ventures to transpire as well. So we'll also be talking about that on the webinar. And I just want to also say, like, you mentioned, I'm sure you'll talk about it a little bit at the end. I attend all of Jay's JVology events. I have made literal fortunes off of those events, as you know. So definitely consider signing up for that. It's live. You can participate from the comfort of your own home. So I just want to give that shout out there to say that in addition to the webinar.
Yeah. And they just fit really well together. If you're already a part of our community, you should just come do the webinar to discover what the heck's going on in this domain. If you aren't a part of the community, you should come do the webinar and come to JVology Live. what will happen is that you're going to find a community that really collaborates, works on win-win, serves people incredibly well. And, you know, the honest to goodness truth, I wish I'd been thinking about it, because I think I put it in a PowerPoint, but I don't have it handy. But Matthew, after coming to our first JVology Live, sent me a note randomly a month later saying, it's like, at this stage of the game, thus far, I've made $28,000 since attending JVology Live. Was it one of the best 3 days I've ever done in terms of those pieces? And I, you know, I think, how do you say it? It's like, and I was there for partners, not clients, but I ended up with both or some version thereof.
Yeah. Go into it with the intention of getting partners and finding deals to do your webinars, summits, giveaways, events, whatever you want to do. And then sure enough, chances are excellent that you might find someone there who also wants to be a client. But I wouldn't necessarily go into it with that intention.
Yeah. And in fact, we say to people, it's like, go to have peer-to-peer partner conversations, not retail conversations. But the truth is, when you come with a heart to serve and you come with a heart to contribute, magic happens every single time.
Literally. That's why I'm there.
Exactly. All right, my friends. So thank you, Matthew. I really appreciate your time and your wisdom. I admire your foresight in terms of getting this process for apps. I think it's going to be an absolutely powerful tool for tons of people, and I'm happy to serve and support in that process. So get your butt to the webinar, 22apps.com/J. The link is in the chat, as is the link to JVology Live, which, by the way, short version, you're going to get to meet about 200 potential partners. The engagement process that we have for the comfort of your own home is going to boggle your mind. We're going to send you a beautiful box that we call the Partner Creation Package that's going to make this one of the most immersive and connected experiences under the sun. And the simple truth is you'd be batshit crazy not to do that, because this is one of those events that, you know, a regular ticket is $197. Somebody sharp like Matthew made $28,000 in a month. $197, $28K, not so bad. Or you could go whole hog and go for $397. You could go VIP. And in that process, we actually do JV brokering for you and introduce you to partners personally that we think are on your upstream, downstream. So pretty tough to beat. Anyway, on that note, I've got to go have some supper. I see how my dear wife walked in with pizza. And if I don't get out there quick, my two boys will be, it'll be gone and I'm going to be eating cereal.
Oh, yeah. Literally.
All right. Take care, brother. We will talk soon.
Thank you for listening to The Art and Science of Joint Ventures with Jay Fizette. Please rate, review, and share the show with all your entrepreneurial friends. For free joint venture resources and more information, visit JVology.com.